Is there a difference between the concept of individual rights and human rights? There shouldn't be, because the individuals who have the rights are human beings, and because a man is human, he has individual rights. But today, human rights is used very differently. Notice that the people advocating human rights never mention individual rights. They are trying to instill the idea that because you are human, you are entitled to certain necessities or desirable things in life, such as government medical care and government education and a good job and education, etc. Human beings need these things. They never say individuals need these things, because the answer will be, well, why don't they achieve them? They say human beings need these things, and that's just a collective. So we have to provide them. The collective needs them, the collective provides them. It's a way of turning individual rights into collective rights. So it's a wonderful thing for people who want to preach statism and say that they're Americans, and they believe Americanism at the same time. The other thing is, it blurs the distinction between general rights and civil rights. It implies that because you're human, you have all the rights of human beings, of any human beings, including the rights that belong to citizens, which is a complete fallacy, which I have discussed in another tape. So look up civil rights.